Zyanda Stuurman is an expert on policing. She is the author of Can We Be Safe? And she's a safety and security analyst. Welcome to the show, Zyanda. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Rufila. Good to chat to you again.
Indeed. All right. So we're going to talk about the police commissioner's plan to get violent crime under control. Our police commissioner, Fanny Masemola, has yesterday announced that he's got a national plan to make the country a safer place. What is your assessment of that plan?
Yeah, I think that, you know, with this plan in particular, as well as the accountability plan that had been put together and announced by the police minister a few weeks ago, I think that we're finally starting to see some kind of real movement in terms of strategic thinking, but also overall direction for where the SAPS should be going. These are all, I think, really good signs. And finally, really good indications of police leadership, you know, showing a real interest and motivation towards actually trying to put down concrete plans and ideas, both in place but also out in public for public comment as well and scrutiny.
Sure. So Masemola says all provinces are now conducting simultaneous blitz operations with high visibility and combat operations throughout the weekend. These entail coordinate searches as well as intelligence-driven, multidisciplinary, disruptive operations. Two things I want to ask you, Zyanda. In the first place, this seems like it's going to be much more pressure on the average South African, even the law-abiding South African, in terms of being, you know, sort of, if I can use the term, stopped and frisked on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, can you talk to me about your sense of the depth of that intelligence? We haven't gotten a great deal of confidence in terms of the intelligence-driven side of things from the police.
Yeah. So the police quite regularly, you know, sort of operationalize stop and search or stop and seizure operations. They aren't typically sort of done in very public places. They try and use a fair amount of intelligence and trends analysis or crime analysis to target certain spots. That could, like you say, definitely mean that there are more, you know, sort of ordinary or law-abiding citizens who may, you know, notice more roadblocks or sort of come into contact with more of these operations. But that is something that the SAPS quite typically uses in many of its operations to enforce, you know, whether it's arrest warrants or to try and confiscate illegal firearms or other sort of weapons. So in that sense, I think the intensification of that, it isn't necessarily something new. It's more of an intensification of that sort of tactic or working. I think on the crime intelligence side, you know, you make a good point in that a lot of trust was eroded by the fact that crime intelligence seemingly could do nothing or did nothing ahead of the July unrest last year. Look, we have a large crime intelligence network. Over 5,000 people are employed within crime intelligence, and there's an annual budget of around 8 billion rand. I would like to see that being used more effectively and operationally, and if this is a plan to do exactly that, to capacitate the crime intelligence you know, unit or sector, then that is a good thing. But we are right to be skeptical of that ability and capability at this point.
Zyanda, speaking of capacitating, a number of announcements were announced or made. A number of appointments were announced yesterday. The Deputy National Commissioner, the Divisional Commissioner for Supply Chain Management, the Provincial Commissioner for the Northern Cape, the first ever female Deputy National Commissioner responsible for policing, Lieutenant General Tebelo Musikile. There are a number of names that have been given. And does this give you, I suppose, a boosted sense of confidence, or, you know, or is this just naming?
Yeah, I think that what this is a very good indication of is very much what quite a few people, you know, thought and predicted when Fanny Masemola was appointed to this position. He is a career cop, and he has been known to be a bureaucrat in the sense that, you know, cares about capacitating the institution and making at least on the face of it, wise appointments. And I think that that's, you know, given this new plan, the accountability plan that was put out, and these appointments, looks to be doing precisely that. And the SAPS has been in desperate need of a bureaucrat, somebody who is uninterested in the politics and the back and forth with Becky Cele, but is really interested in the nuts and bolts and the really technical side of leading a very, very large institution that at this point employs over 160,000 people, oversees over 1,100 police stations. And if all of these plans together work in the way that I think Masemola envisions that they will, we may see a turnaround.
Okay. And one of the things that was, as you rightly are sort of touching on there, that political embattlement that we found in the police before, the back and forth, the Jeremy Viery, all of the issues, it seems as though it's kind of being cleared of that. I suppose, a little bit more politically neutral. Is that fair to say?
Look, I think that one man isn't going to be able to change the incredibly politicized and bitter, I think sometimes, environment that the SAPS operates within, both externally and internally. I'm glad to see somebody who's a lot more focused and is working so much more on the operational side of capacitating the SAPS than you know, involving themselves in the political side. I'm at least glad to see that. But, you know, as Karen Dolly and others have written about as well, you know, the SAPS is actually really fractured. And, you know, many sort of see themselves as being divided in loyalty. And I don't think that can disappear overnight. I'm glad to see more of a focus on their work as opposed to the politics of their work. But really, only time will tell how much Masemola himself can change the culture that already exists, unfortunately, within the institution.
Fair enough. Speaking of culture and how it gets affected, you know, some 10,000 new recruits have been announced as being trained. Zianda, you know, I think the average South African has very many doubts about the average new recruit. Are we training our police appropriately? To be able to actually combat crime, when we say we've got 10,000 new recruits, are these people who are actually able to run after, focus on anti-corruption, really catch criminals? Or are these just guys who are going to be around to, you know, stamp a commission of oath?
Yeah. Look, I think that in our frustration with the SAPS and how it functions, there, you know, it is good to sort of take a step back and look at the greater, I guess, compositional makeup of the service itself, right? So your average recruit is somebody who, for many of them, you know, policing might not necessarily be a calling or their passion. It is more about job security than necessarily anything else. But there is an intensive 24-month training program that they go through called the Basic Development and Learning Plan. And that's, you know, in part in residence at a police academy and then out in the field at a police station. They're meant to go through firearms training and many other stages. So in that sense, I'm very reticent to say that our training is lacking. The thing that really sort of fails us over and over again is institutional culture within the SAPS. You know, once new recruits are placed into, you know, police stations or within a command center, and they, you know, encounter leadership or are led by leadership who themselves over the years have become haggard, have become disillusioned, and many, you know, really sort of cutting corners in some places, that's what truly affects the type of police officer that recruit becomes. You know, it's something that Andrew Fall says quite often, that that culture eats strategy for breakfast. So you can strategize to have a fantastic, you know, recruit. Powerful. But if the culture of the station that they're assigned to isn't one that is you know, that public service minded, or one that is proactive, then, you know, I think that's when you really get into trouble with the type of police officer that a recruit becomes.
I don't know. I just want to listen to you talk. Anyway, all right. Ziyanda Stuurman, safety and security analyst and author of Can We Be Safe? Thank you for your insight. Brilliant insight, as always, on our policing. And let's hope, against hope, that the vision that you have here for Fanny Masimola, the National Police Commissioner, and his new team will pay itself out.